Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Theory and Treatment of Your Personality by Gary A. Flint is a psychology-oriented self-help manual that combines personality theory with a practical method for emotional change. Flint, a clinical psychologist with a background in experimental psychology and learning, presents the process healing method as a way to use subconscious processes in addressing beliefs, emotions, painful memories, and intrusive experiences. The book is positioned for both professionals and lay readers, with an emphasis on making psychological concepts understandable enough for guided or self-directed use. Rather than serving as a standard diagnostic textbook, it attempts to explain how personality patterns develop and how distressing emotional material can be treated at its source. Its framework draws partly on learning theory and chaos theory, but its main contribution is a practical model in which the subconscious is treated not as an obstacle, but as an active participant in healing and problem solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, personality is presented as a learned and modifiable process. Flint frames personality less as a fixed identity and more as a system shaped by learning, emotional history, and repeated responses to experience. This emphasis is important because it makes change conceptually possible without requiring the reader to reject the influence of past events. The book appears to simplify and redefine psychological language so that personality development can be discussed in practical terms rather than only in clinical terminology. By drawing partly on learning theory, it treats fear, anxiety, sadness, and other recurring behaviors as patterns that may have been acquired through experience and reinforced over time. This view does not reduce personality to simple habit, but it does suggest that emotional reactions often have identifiable origins and mechanisms. The practical implication is that treatment should not merely manage symptoms at the surface. It should locate the emotional learning that sustains a problem and address that learning directly. This makes the book more process-focused than many general self-help works. Secondly, the process healing method uses the subconscious as a therapeutic ally. The central feature of the book is the process healing method, which Flint describes as a means of engaging the subconscious mind in problem-solving and emotional treatment. In many popular accounts of psychology, the subconscious is portrayed as hidden, irrational, or resistant to conscious intention. Flint reverses that emphasis by proposing that subconscious processes can assist treatment when approached in the right way. The method is presented as direct and relatively painless, especially in relation to beliefs, emotions, painful history, and emotional or auditory intrusions. The reasoning behind this approach is that some distress is maintained outside ordinary conscious control, so purely intellectual analysis may not be sufficient. If the subconscious can help identify and transform the emotional material behind a behavior, change may occur more efficiently than through repeated conscious effort alone. The book therefore places treatment inside a collaborative model of mind, where conscious intention and subconscious processing are meant to work together. Thirdly, emotional pain is treated at its source rather than only managed. A recurring claim associated with Flint's approach is that emotional pain should be healed at its source. This distinguishes the book from self-help material that focuses primarily on coping strategies, positive reframing, or behavioral discipline. Flint is concerned with the origins of distressing reactions, particularly those connected with anxiety, fear, sadness, and painful memories. The idea is that present symptoms may persist because earlier emotional learning remains active, even when the reader consciously understands that a response is no longer useful. Treating the source means working with the underlying emotional charge or belief rather than simply suppressing the resulting behavior. This gives the method a trauma-aware orientation, though the available descriptions should not be read as a substitute for professional trauma treatment in severe cases. Its practical value lies in encouraging readers to ask what unresolved emotional material is sustaining a current difficulty. That question can deepen self-understanding and prevent change efforts from staying at the level of willpower alone. Fourthly, the book bridges professional language and lay self-application. One notable aspect of the book is its intended dual audience. Flint writes for professionals who may be interested in a therapeutic model, but also for laypeople who want to work with emotional issues on their own. This creates a distinctive challenge. The book must be technical enough to explain a theory of personality, yet accessible enough to function as a manual. The descriptions of the book indicate that Flint attempts to solve this by redefining many psychological terms and emphasizing practical application. That approach can make complex ideas easier to use, especially for readers who are not trained in clinical psychology. At the same time, self-application requires caution because emotional history can involve material that is difficult to process without support. The book is therefore best understood as a structured guide to a particular method, not as a universal replacement for therapy. Its value depends partly on the reader's ability to use its concepts responsibly and recognize when professional help is needed. Lastly, learning theory and chaos theory inform its model of change. The book is described as partly based on Skinner learning theory and Freeman chaos theory, a combination that helps explain its distinctive view of personality change. Learning theory supports the idea that behaviors and emotional responses can be acquired, reinforced, and modified. This gives the treatment model a practical foundation. If maladaptive responses were learned, then new patterns can potentially be developed. Chaos theory contributes a different kind of insight, suggesting that complex systems can change through shifts in organization rather than through simple linear cause and effect. Applied to personality, this means that emotional systems may not always change gradually or predictably. A targeted intervention at a key point may alter a broader pattern. Flint's method appears to draw on both perspectives by treating personality as structured but dynamic. This is intellectually more ambitious than many self-help manuals. Although readers should remember that such integration represents the author's model rather than a universally accepted framework in mainstream clinical psychology. In conclusion, a theory and treatment of your personality is best suited for readers who want a structured psychological approach to emotional change rather than a general motivational book. It may interest clinicians, counselors, and students of therapeutic models because it presents a distinctive method tied to a theory of personality development. It may also benefit lay readers who are comfortable with reflective self-work and want to understand how beliefs, emotional pain, and learned responses can shape present behavior. The practical benefit is its focus on identifying and treating the emotional source of recurring distress, not merely managing symptoms. The intellectual benefit is its attempt to connect self-help practice with ideas from learning theory, subconscious processing, and complex systems thinking. What makes the book stand out is its specific process healing method and its unusual positioning of the subconscious as an ally in direct emotional treatment. Compared with many personality books, it is less focused on classification, traits, or typology, and more focused on a change procedure. Compared with many self-help books, it is more theory-driven and method-centered. Readers should approach it as a specialized manual, not as a substitute for professional care when distress is severe or destabilizing. If you would like to support Gary Flint, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.